Heather, you noticed something with our show.
Yes, yeah, somewhere, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, there was a shift in how we said hello to each other in the mornings. I picked up on it right away, and then it continued, and I kept hearing it. And it's not that I hate it, but it's definitely something that was like, I don't know if I love this. In the mornings, when Jim opens the show and we say hello, you have been saying, hi, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Good morning, buddy. Whatever it is. Yeah. It's the buddy that gets me. And it's these terms that you use to call your friends, or maybe not your friends, anybody you see. I don't know what you call them. They're not terms of endearment. They're not pet names, but they're just words like buddy, bro, boss, chief.
I guess I could.
Chief's bad.
Chief's bad.
Could make the shift. Good morning, James.
I don't mind buddy. Buddy's.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, we are friendly.
We are
friends.
Buddies.
Buddies.
And buddies.
Buddy kind of comes across, I don't know why, a little like condescending to me. Like, it's like, I am this superior older gentleman and you are a child.
You think like patting me
on
the head?
My son, buddy. And sometimes Emily, buddy. Like, it seems.
John, did you realize you were being condescending to me at 6 a.m. every day?
That was not the intention. Is that how it was received by you?
No, which is most important.
Yes.
But I think if, to Heather's point, if it was, you have to say something. Wait. I wouldn't just have you call me buddy every day if it was bothering me. I'd say, hey, switch it up.
Is there something that would bother you?
Well, if I tell him it, he's going to use it every day at 6 o'clock now.
Right, yeah. Hey. Good morning, D-bag.
Hell? Oh, well, yeah, sure.
I'd have an issue with
that. Yeah.
But like some of this, John, is you play sports, and a lot of this is interchangeable. Like boss, like a coach would call you boss.
Yeah.
Or a chief is weird. But
chief's weird. I hate
wouldn't,
boss.
It wouldn't bother me. I'd just be like, why did you say that? But I think with women, there are more of these.
Well, definitely. And that's where the conversation could go. Like it's always older gentlemen, like older men that will say like, oh, honey, or hey, hon, or sweetie, or I don't like that at all. I won't say anything. I mean, if it was repetitive and it's they said it over and over,
if
I'd probably
John
say
opened
like,
the show with,
hey, darling.
How about the Stoney classic? Girl?
Yeah.
Hey, girl. You know, there's some women that don't like ma'am.
But what do you call a woman who you don't know?
Miss?
Okay.
So
I'm not offended by ma'am.
Sir and ma'am are interchangeable.
To me, it's appropriate. I've always thought that is something appropriate and
it's like respectful.
Polite. Yeah. But there are women who don't like that because
I think.
You
call me ma'am? I'm not an old lady.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the catch on that one is like when I sit down and somebody, you know, I get a refill on a cup of coffee. Thanks, ma'am. It's just, it's thank you, ma'am. I don't know. It just seems to kind of come out that way. But I do somewhat feel, after I say that, a little awkward when it is somebody who is clearly younger than I am.
The ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could say miss, I think.
Miss? Thank you, miss?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, that's appropriate as well.
Like, how would you get the attention of a waitress at the restaurant? Wave them down? You just gesture?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
snap your fingers.
You know, instead of saying, darling or sweetie, you could just clap your hands.
Or they introduce themselves.
Yeah. Snap your fingers. Here! Over here!
That's even worse.
That's terrible.
That's even worse than any name. But they do introduce themselves when they...
Do you ever remember the server's name?
Yes,
I just went out to dinner
and his name was Caleb. I remember. I always remember.
I never remember.
Yeah, it took me a year to remember
Monday.
Your name.
No, what's the newest person's
trust
name?
Me, yeah. No, there are so many times when somebody introduces themselves to me and I literally will say their name in my head 10 times. Like, that's supposed to be the thing, right? Hey, you know, this guy walks up and he says his name is Javier. And it's Javier, 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 Javier. And then they leave and come back and say, hey, would you like anything else? I can't remember their name.
They do wear name tags, servers.
Not all the time.
I'm going to put everybody on the spot here. When the show ended yesterday, before we left, Lori walked around and introduced a new promo intern.
Amelia.
Intern.
She's good. She was nice. I had no idea. I mean.
Is that her name?
Amelia.
Well,
yeah,
when she said it, I remembered it, but I didn't know until she said it.
You're cheating. You're cheating.
I met her parents over the weekend at the graduation party.
But I really think, John, I couldn't, and it's nothing against her.
Oh, no.
I couldn't remember it when she walked away. So, you know what you do?
I couldn't remember it when I was talking to her.
The cheat, then, is you do a lot of these, like, buddies, or, you know, you use these generics to help you out in situations where you don't remember people's names.
Yeah. So, for me, the cutoff is if you are, and I know that you're clearly younger than me, but if you are, I don't know, appear to be college age or younger. I do this at Michigan football all the time because there's so many guys that are coming and going, especially, you know, they may be here for a year, but, and sometimes it's hard for me to remember their names. And I'll just be like, hey, bud, as we're passing each other, they're clearly much younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say, hey, you know, good morning, bud. I don't want to not address them.
I don't love it. Like, I don't even love when you just like mock said it. I don't know. I don't like the bud, a buddy.
What words are acceptable besides their name?
I'm not sure.
Hello, Joe.
I like bud and buddy more than boss or
chief,
pal or
guy.
Yeah, like bro.
Good morning, bro.
Well, that's the thing. Bro. Rage right now. Yeah.
Not even bro.
With
it's
kids,
just bro.
The teenagers. I get called that. My kids call me that. That's kind of a different thing. That's a different thing.
That's when you're doing something like cringy. They'll say, "Bruh."
Yeah. Pal is the worst. I think bud is worse than buddy.
Yeah, me too. Maybe that's it when you just said that. I don't like bud.
Hey, bud.
I call my son that. Like, I feel like it's like you're looking down at them. Like, they're these little children.
Where do you stand on dude?
Dude.
What's up, dude?
I would never use it, but I say dude in like speech. Like, dude, that was crazy. But I never would address somebody as dude. Hey, dude.
So, Jim, if somebody came up to a sales guy back there and said, hey, I got this new client, and what do you think? And how would you exchange, like, your initial greeting with him? He goes, hey, Jim.
What's going on?
Nothing else?
No, I mean... Yeah.
Very sly. Right way to do it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I would... I'm always using... Bud is kind of my go-to. I wouldn't use that for a girl.
No.
Would you say...
I guess I don't know what I would say in that. I just wouldn't use
neutral.
One. I'd just be like, hey.
I think that's the way to go.
I used to... not the weird, hi. Joe Bugle was our offensive line coach from, I was like 04 to my last year in Washington. And he would refer to everybody that he saw that was a dude. He would be like, what's up, stud?
Oh, stud.
Yeah, what's up, stud?
How about...
So to give you some context, Joe Bugle was, he was the original coach of the Hogs when they were the Hogs. So he was an older gentleman. I would probably say at that time, I don't know exactly how old he was, 68 to 70 years old. So he would just refer to everybody that he would see as, hey, what's up, stud?
Ticket Texture says... The worst thing you can call anyone is buddy. It's fighting words.
Fighting words.
Another says, I'm 100% with Heather. I hate when people call me buddy. Kenny in a car says buddy and bud. Hate both of them. Oh. Now, there are other people who want to know about words like champ.
Champ.
Or sport. I think sport's bad.
Oh. That's like, I'm going to give you a noogie. Like, it's like, like you're, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
What about this one? Hey, partner.
What's up, partner?
Yeah, like, old West.
I can't stand that one.
I don't mind. I guess I don't mind any of these because it's not like. I guess it depends on how you
like
say
John
it
Wayne.
Too. Yeah. It depends how you say it. Like if you're saying it with sarcasm,
then
it's offending. It's condescending. If you're saying it because we actually are buddies.
Well, the challenge with partner now is that is a very common. Gender neutral, relationship neutral reference to who they are with.
Their boyfriend, girlfriend, married, spouse.
Yes.
My partner, people will say.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't work for women, but I always use big fella when talking to guys.
Definitely doesn't
hey, big
work
fella.
For women.
Yeah.
Hey, big lady.
Yeah. Hey, big gal.
Gal.
Gal's not great. All right, we stumbled into something here. We'll take some phone calls.
That's what you say behind their back. She's a big gal.
Phones, texts, reaction, names you don't like being called, how you deal with it, and more. It's 97.1.